What a week. First, there was Hewlett-Packard announcing their plans for a dramatic business realignment, which includes his intention to get out of the PC business, basically. Then there was the news that Steve Jobs was stepping down as CEO of Apple Computer, presumably for health reasons. That's a lot to cover in a one-minute podcast. Let me go to a few basics, then look at both situations more in the weeks to come. The HP move seemed a lot like IBM's sale of its PC business to Lenovo back in 2005. They sold the low-margin hardware business for the much higher-margin software and services business. In 2010, HP's personal system group, and that includes PCs, tablets, and smartphones, it accounted for nearly one-third of their revenue, but at the lowest profit margin of any of their groups. Leo Apotheker, the CEO of HP, has a background in software. He ran SAP for all those years, remember. But I don't think HP will transition to software and services as easily as IBM did. I wonder what Bill and Dave would say. I've never been a Steve Jobs fan. From my experience and understanding, it was Steve Wozniak who built Apple with his engineering chops and then the Apple II. Jobs always seemed like more of a marketer than an engineer to me. Given that, there's no denying the huge impact that Steve Jobs has made to Apple and the industry in recent years. The products that they have released, iPod, iPhone, iPad, and so on, have been game changers. And Jobs is the main reason behind that. I feel bad that illness has taken this genius away in the prime of his career. The PC revolution will be defined by Bill Gates and Steve Jobs. Gates was always the victim of bad press, whereas Jobs was the media golden boy. In reality, Apple, with their tight controls on hardware and software, was much more monopolistic than Microsoft ever was, but they got away with it. The ultimate pairing, of course, would have been the technical expertise of Gates with the marketing magic of Jobs. Best wishes for a speedy recovery, Steve. You've been listening to the Great Lakes Geek Show. Come back soon at www.greatlakesgeek.com.